It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
From Alumni Stadium in Binghamton, New York, it is time for a high school football on WCDO. Good evening, everybody. I am Billy Blake.
And I am Harry Graves.
And coming up in a few minutes, another football game involving a couple of our outstanding Tri-County area teams. We have the Unitigo Spartans and the Seton Catholic Central Saints. Harry, both of these teams 0-1, looking for their first win here from Alumni Stadium tonight.
Well, remember, early in the season, every game is a shakedown cruise to some sort. And that is exactly what we have here. Both of these coaches are trying to come up with a combination that will work when they get down to league games. And we saw both of these teams end up with rather lopsided scores last week. So both teams are trying to get their feet on the ground, get something up, get something going.
Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the football season.
Well, this is going to be deja vu all over again to some extent. You and I are sitting here looking with the sun in our eyes because all of a sudden the clouds are dissipating across the way. And remember how hard it was looking into that sun last week. Well, we've had a little bit of rain here. It shouldn't affect things too badly. And I start saying deja vu all over again because remember last week we had all those coaches from around the area all sitting right in front of us, all watching us. Well, the same guys are there again this week. And I had the opportunity to chat with a few of them. One of the things that I always want to do is check out and get a coach's view on the game. And, well, they all are been pretty happy with what they've seen so far, and even in the case of a losing effort, as long as they saw good stuff from the players, coaches are satisfied. We'll be back with more and the starting lineups coming up in just a moment on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves along with Billy Blake back here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. And we will be doing our playing of the national anthem. And so, Mr. Bill, why don't you put your headset off there and stick it out the window, and we'll see if we have volume enough to pick this up. The playing of the national anthem, and that gives us time to immediately go to the starting lineups while the co-captains and the referees meet in the middle of the field for the Seton Catholic Central Saints. It is going to be from left to right along the line. Nate Whitman getting his start again. He is a sophomore. He'll be wearing number 2 tonight. At tackle, it's going to be Colin Buckout, number 76. He is a senior, one of the many men over 200 pounds, as we talked about the people in the center of that line. The guard will be Keyshawn Baker, number 52. The center will be Bren Levis. He is only a sophomore, but weighs in at 230 pounds. Matt Carino will be the other guard. Matt Tristan, who actually is a blocking tight end, will be in that starting lineup, along with Aaron Whitman, number 8, another one of those sophomores. We saw him last week at quarterback. That was Robert Olson in the backfield. I'm going to name several people because we're going to see a lot of them. Dan O'Brien, number 4, is a sophomore. Neil McCormick, number 44, is a junior. And then number 5, Sam Crowley, and Dominic Gronowski, number 7, they will be running plays in and out, and we will be seeing them pretty much throughout the entire day today. So, Mr. Billy, we've got ourselves a ball game coming up. Who knows who's going to win it?
Yeah, it's going to be a great game, and both of these teams hungry to get in the win column. 2 games last week, both teams on the wrong side of a lopsided game, but back at it here in week 2 at Alumni Stadium. A gorgeous night for football despite some rain earlier today around the area.
I don't know if you were watching, but it looks to me as if the Saints are going to be kicking off. Did you watch the flip of the coin out there to see where we're going?
Yep, Saints are kicking off, and they will be, and Unitigo will be receiving going from left to right. And now back to Harry Graves for the starting lineup for the Spartans of Unitigo.
Well, for the Spartans of Unitigo, it is going to be Quinn Barnhart, who will be playing in one of the end positions. Over at the other receiver slot, it's going to be John Wingate. The tackles are going to be Derek Liner and Bradley Bean. The guards will be Alex Wally. He is getting the start tonight. And Ethan Barber. We did not see Wally all the time last week. Mayo will be in there at center as Jordan Mayo will be anchoring down the center of that line. The kick is going to be up end over end, and it is going to be no considerable run back for the Unitico Spartans. And as a result, we are going to see this game getting underway from about the 32-yard line. If we look at the backfield for the Unitico Spartans, Tyler Butler is going to be in there again at quarterback. He now comes up over the ball, and the snap is going to be kept on. No, wait a minute. Who are we going to have? It's going to be off in there to David Van Alstyne. Van Alstyne, look out, is going to find a hole and go the length of the field. So this is deja vu all over again from last night when we saw the opening play from scrimmage go for a touchdown. This one started back at the 32-yard line. So we're going to have 68 yards, a run by David Van Alstyne, who runs it in. And the Unitico Spartans have taken a very quick 6-0 lead. Other men in the backfield, Kellen Comenda, number 9, Cody Nichols, number 24, Kevin Thayer is going to see a lot of action also, number 7. And as we said, Van Alstyne. Now we have the kick. It is going to be up. It is going to be through. And it is a 7-0 ball game as the Unitico Spartans draw first blood here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Harry Graves and Billy Blake bringing all the play-by-play and color your way on WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from our in-store sleep centers. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And a low line drive kick from Unitico. Not a clean pickup for the Seton Catholic Central Saints, but they will start this drive from their own 26-yard line. And we turn things over to Harry Graves.
Boy, I'll tell you, they come up with a good break to get things started. It was an interesting thing. I was chatting with one of these fans from Unitico before the game, and he said, last week we got thumped, so I don't know if the guys are going to be into it. Well, if there's anything that will get you in the right frame of mind, it is going to be a quick touchdown. David Van Alstyne gets that. Now the play from scrimmage, which starts at about the 23-yard line, is going to be about a 1-yard loss. So now it will be 2nd and 11 for the Seton Catholic Central Saints as they have their backs to the wall. Two men split off in each side, and a long count goes down. Finally, it's going to be handed off in there to Neil McCormick. McCormick won't find a whole heck of a lot of running room as he manages to get up to the original line of scrimmage, and it will bring up a 3rd, and we will call it 10 And we may be about the length of a football generous on that measurement.
And back-to-back runs for the big guy, Neil McCormick, 6'2", 240. The junior, however, has not been able to get much running room on the ground.
Interesting formation. Two men split way off on the near side. Man goes in motion. And it is going to be rolling and throwing for Robert Olson. Not a complete pass as it bounces on the ground at about the 29-yard line. Aaron Whitman that time was the man who was in motion trying to draw people along. He didn't fool too many people, and it's a fourth down kicking situation.
And this is not the start that the Saints wanted to have. First play from scrimmage, a 68-yard run for the opponents, and now a three and out offensively, and Unitego getting the ball back.
Remember, we see a lot of the spread formation with the Saints. The kick is going to be kicked off by Dan O'Brien. Ooh, it's going to be taken in there by Tyler Butler. Butler gets it at about midfield. He gets a little bit of running room, goes to the far side. He's finally going to be hit at about the 41 or 42. He goes down hard, and with that, it is going to be, we'll have to wait and see where they spot the football, but first down for the Unitego Spartans in what you could call very fine field position.
Absolutely, 43-yard line it looks like, and they are looking to strike again, just not barely over 2 minutes into this ball game. 9:54 on the clock, already up 7-0 with great field position.
First and 10, Kellen Komenda was rolling around a little bit. He was at the bottom of that pile as he was trying to help Butler along, and he was not able to. And initially, I sort of had my heart in my throat just a moment because he was slow getting up, but he just rolled around and popped back up, and he goes over and goes into the huddle, and it is a fine situation. Want to pass along a couple of scores from around the area from last night. I think the most important one that we can state is the one from this afternoon. The Sydney Warriors were playing at up at Whitney Point, and they tell me that that was a 26-0 final. I had it down at 26-0 as the halftime score, and they tell me that that is now a final. If we look at other games around the area, it was Bainbridge-Guilford defeating Delhi last night 28-20 in a game that you heard right here on WCDO. And also Green thumped Walton last night 43-16. Now it is going to be an opportunity to go again as David Van Alstyne tries to get running room. He can't break away from the man who gets his arms around him. The man who managed to bring him down that time, I believe, was number 8. That is Aaron Whitman, but not until Van Alstyne manages to pick up about 5, maybe even 6 yards.
And he's a little guy, 5'6", 120.
Sweet to be small and fast. Well, talking about not so small, but also fast, it's Tyler Butler. He wants to pass this time. He puts it out on the flat left side.
And that one falls incomplete. Good throw, though, by Tyler Butler. He led his man in stride, but it was beautiful coverage, and the Spartans offense just couldn't connect on that throw.
Yeah, that was just
a third down play.
That was just a batted away situation where they tried to get it, but would not go. Long count by Butler this time, and he is going to get a lot of company in the backfield, and he still is on his feet and still going. He battles his way. He'll get about 3 yards out of that. And one of the players ends up losing his helmet, one of the Saints. In fact, I believe that is Keyshawn Baker, who had his helmet ripped right off in the melee in the backfield.
That was amazing that Butler was able to get even positive yardage on that play. It looked like there were two or three Seton Catholic Central Saints players in the backfield that had him wrapped up, but Butler was able to dance around them and get past the line of scrimmage, and now it's a fourth and short opportunity for Unitego.
Yeah, and they will definitely go for it. They go to the first man through, and I do believe he got the first down because I think he gets about to the 30-yard line. And they say it was Kevin Thayer, the 5'10", 157-pound senior who gets the couple of yards on that to go through. So the men with the chains over on the far side do their thing. Van Alstyne splits way out left. He's going to have a man going with him. So sometimes spreading one out works. They're going to send Commenda into motion, but the play will be kept, let's see, on the ground, and Commenda will pick up about 1, maybe 2 yards. He's down inside the 30.
Not a bad play at all with Commenda going in motion, and that's a good play, keeping the Saints defenders on their toes. But they weren't able to, and we saw in that first drive, Unitigo just needed that one running play to get a touchdown, so this defensive line still getting adjusted to the offense by Unitigo.
Quinn Barnhart sprints back into a tight formation, and the play will be kept on the ground. They try to go up the middle. It will not be a big yardage producer. Number 7 in there, Kevin Thayer, carrying the ball. Picks up 2, maybe at the most.
And Keyshawn Baker back in the game on that play after losing his helmet a few plays ago.
I'll tell you, you got to feel like, what hit me? When all of a sudden, when that chin strap pops up, longer than usual count. Butler keeps going. Now they're going to snap it back. Butler scrambles, rolls left. He's got a little bit of running room, and now he's going to get company. He hesitated that one little millisecond. Instead of breaking to the sideline, he started to come back in. He gets to the line of scrimmage. Not much more than that. Fourth, and we'll call it about 6, maybe 7.
And this is a pretty easy decision to go for the Spartans. Too long for a field goal, but you're certainly not going to punt the ball this close to the end zone.
6:44, clock running, opening quarter of this ball game down at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Now we see a little bit of formation dancing as the Unitigo Spartans send 3 men out, and the ball is going to be picked off. It is going to be picked off by number 8 for the Seton Catholic Central Saints. That is going to be Aaron Whitman. Whitman was one of those 3 men. I said that they were doing a little offensive dance. The Unitigo Spartans split 3 men out to the right, and when they did that, they brought 3 green-suited defenders with them, and it was Aaron Whitman who is one of those people. Well, when the pass came off to the right in that direction, it was Whitman who just put his hand out and gathered it in.
And quarterback Tyler Butler had David Van Alstyne wide open on a little slant route that probably would have been good for a first down, but the throw was a little bit behind him and wound up in the hands of Aaron Whitman.
So we have a situation right now where it is 1st and 10 for the Seton Catholic Central Saints, and they are going to try to get something set up. So we've got a brief pause in the action. We'll be back after we do a little business. You're listening to Harry Graves and Billy Blake on WCDO.
Trackside Dining always has something new to tempt your taste buds. From awesome specials, many including soup and salad bar, to our fabulous desserts. Come on in for our friendly food and fresh people. We will cater any event, any size, on or off our premises. Deliveries are available anytime, 7 days a week. Do you know we've been here on Main Street almost 20 years now and still going strong? Hope you will visit soon for a great experience and wonderful food at Trekside Dining, 88 Main Street, Sydney, 563-3737.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. The Seton Catholic Central Saints on the field for their next drive. Here's Harry Graves with the play-by-play.
Well, we end up with a situation where it's a 7-0 ball game. The Unitigo Spartans scored on their first offensive play of this ball game, reminiscent of what we saw the BG Bobcats do last night. Now it's 6 minutes even, so we're midway through that first quarter. The score is still 7-0. 2nd and 10. The ball is going to be pitched out in there to number 44, that is Neil McCormick. McCormick manages to pick up 3, maybe 4. five at the very, very most. They'll put the ball down right on the marker at the 35.
And that's been the most efficient carry so far for McCormick tonight. In the early going, the Spartans defensive line has done a good job containing him, but there he was able to break through for 4 or 5 yards.
Brennan Levis up over the ball. And right behind him is Olsen. Olsen is going to carry himself. He will not do much more than dent that line. And then a number of white shirts come in and push him back.
And that sets up a fourth down play. And maybe the Saints trying to catch the Spartans off guard defensively. Third and five with a quarterback sneak. Interesting play call.
He ends up gaining only about one. Fourth down. We'll call it a long three. Two men back for the Spartans to receive. But the man who is going to be kicking, Dan O'Brien, a 160-pound sophomore, and they're going to end up wanting to strategize over this play before it comes on down. Well, I went through some of the scores that we saw last night, and I had not enough time to go through them. So we'll try to catch a couple of them. We said Newark Valley, or we did not say, Newark Valley fell victim to Tioga by a 34-7 score. Newark Valley will be playing the Sydney Warriors a little bit later on in the season. We already talked about Green beating up on Walton by a lopsided score. One of the teams that we'll see next weekend is Unadilla Valley. They fell victim to Oxford by a 42-21 score. So back at action. We'll see it now, still 7-0. And the ball is going to be kicked, sort of rugby style, and gathering in underneath it is going to be Butler. He is back at the 30, and he will get a decent run back as he crosses the 40 and the 45. And finally, the ball will be put down just inches high of the 45-yard line.
Yeah, that's the second decent punt return we've seen from the Spartans. And you always, you know, look at special teams that can make or break you. And so far in this, midway through this first quarter, the special teams for the Spartans has been outstanding.
Now we watch the benches to see what's going on. There's a discussion going on the field between Colin Buckout and some of the coaches as they're trying to get him to do something just a wee bit differently for the Saints. Back on the field, it is going to be, two men running next to each other. Finally, Tyler Butler breaks loose. He has got 5, 10, 15. He's now across the 30, and he gets across the 20 before he is finally going to be knocked. Nope, not out of bounds. He will go on in, but they're going to say that it is not a touchdown. I didn't see what the... I don't see any flags to this moment, but they have waved off the touchdown. So now they're going to say holding.
Yep, there is a flag down at near the 30-yard line. And that was a weird play because it was an option with Van Alstyne and Butler. And it looked like both Butler and Van Alstyne had their hands on the ball. And the Catholic Saints players tackled Van Alstyne, but Butler just ripped the ball from his teammate's hands and ran in the end zone. But the holding penalty brings it back.
Yeah. So while they move the chains to a new position at about the 42, both teams will go back into the huddle, and they will be going momentarily. It's interesting. We've seen the clouds thin a whole lot. In fact, the sun is highly illuminating some low-hanging clouds. It's sort of a pretty sunset. But here at Alumni Stadium, look out. Here goes Van Alstyne. This could be another one, and yes, Van Alstyne goes on in. That play started at the 42-yard line. So you're giving Van Alstyne the second good run of this ball game as he squirts in, and the score goes up to 13-0. As I started to say, but the lights are taking effect here at Alumni Stadium, and now you see one of the areas that just seems to glow in the light, and that is the area where we are going to see Tyler Butler holding for the kick that's coming up. It is up, and it is through. And our score has all of a sudden hopped up to 14-0. You're listening to Saturday Evening Sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. shop the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Unitigo with what looked like an onside kick, but the Seton Catholic Central Saints hang on to the football, and they will start this drive from the 50.
I'm telling you, all of a sudden when we had seen big booming kicks, I was not emotionally ready for that one. That one very low, very on the ground. I don't think it got chest high the entire way. And everybody else was ready for it. So the Saints come out of the huddle. This time it's going to be Gronowski off to the near side. He has a man split at the far side. Olsen, long count. Somebody hopped, but I don't see any flags. And the pass will be complete from Olsen to Gronowski. And it looks like a pickup for the Saints, as that ball will go about 17 yards forward. And play will resume at the 33.
And that spread offense for the Saints, that's what they implemented. That they're not going to change it up. That's the style. That's what the coach wants to run offensively. And we've seen some runs out of the spread tonight with McCormick. It hasn't worked so far. But now we start to see the passing game going with Robert Olsen. That could be very difficult to stop as this game progresses.
Gronowski splits to the near side. Olsen back in there at quarterback. Once again, we have a couple of Unitigo Spartans moving, but nobody gets caught for any miscues. Gain on that play of a couple of yards as the pass is complete to Dan Olsen. Olsen gets it down inside the 30 to about the 29. Gain on that play of 4. 3:10. The clock running here in the opening quarter. So the Seton Catholic Saints are being good hosts tonight. They've spotted Unitigo 14-0 is the score. Pitch goes back to Olsen, and Olsen wants to throw. He has an intended receiver downfield in Nate Whitman, but Whitman isn't going to have the opportunity to get a hand on it because Cody Nichols jumps up into the air and blocks his view and partially bats that ball away.
And that was a well-designed play there by the Saints. They had the two receivers in the outer halves run a little slant route towards the middle of the field, the two slot receivers running out towards the sidelines. They try to hit them, but just to no avail on that play.
Third, about 6, flag on the play. So this one will mean a march off of yards. The linesman goes in, and they say illegal procedure against the Seton Catholic Central Saints, and they are going to move the ball back, and they move it back to about the 34.
And just as a reminder, you can now hear every WCDO football broadcast anytime you want. All the games are archived. So go to the WCDO website, click on Sports On Demand tab, and go to the Audio Vault. All the games are right there, and just select the game you want and listen. That website again is WCDOradio.com.
Saints. Olsen dropping back, wants to pass. He has a man open in the far corner, but the ball a little bit overthrown, and not only that, the intended receiver, O'Brien, going right down the painted stripe, and I think it stepped out of bounds before he went down.
Yeah, there were. It looked like there were two receivers there for the Saints, but the Spartans, I think, had three defenders in the area, so five players over there along the far sidelines. Tough play for Olsen to complete the pass, but it looks like they will go for it on this fourth down opportunity.
Ball down at the 34-yard line, 2:38, opening quarter. Two men split out. Gronowski is one of them, and he also has Whitman right next to him. They're on the near side. Olsen taking that snap. He wants to go into Gronowski. Gronowski cutting across, not able to make the reception, and the Unitego Spartans will take over on downs.
And again, Olsen trying to hit his receiver. I believe that was another slant route by the receiver Gronowski, and they hooked up once earlier in the drive, but that time on fourth down, they cannot, and the Spartans already up by 14, get the ball back again.
For the miserable day that we had, and you said that you had rain coming down so you couldn't see out the library window earlier today, look at the sunset we're getting as the clouds are coming across and the setting sun is hitting the bottom of the clouds. Brilliant. So it is going to be Mr. Tyler Butler and company going back at it. Butler took the snap, hands off in there to Kellen Komenda. Komenda not going to get a lot of running room, but will get up to about the 39. This time it's one of the, believe it or not, Unitego Spartans who loses a helmet. Kellen Komenda picks it up and goes to the sideline and looks up and sees that chain put down. He got 5 yards on that one.
Gritty run for the junior.
Did you by any chance ever go to Disneyland?
I have not, no.
I'll tell you something about it in a second. So here we go. Tyler Butler, long count. Drops the ball. He had it come back. He couldn't get a handle on it. The men that he wanted to pass it to were off and moving, and he alertly falls on the ball. But he's going to lose about 9 yards on that. That's the problem about being a quarterback. You have to eat as negative yardage all of those little losses. I one time was backpacking up in the, Adirondacks, and it was a horrible rainy day, just a horrible rainy day. So we will have the snap go back to Butler. He's going to keep it himself. He wants the pass now. He has a man open as he intends to go down there to Komenda. He can't get a hold of the ball and will be out of bounds at about the 45. I had called to the National Weather Service. They had an inside number. And they said, oh, yeah, this is going to be good for you. You'll enjoy this one. He says, that front is going to move away probably at whatever hour. We're driving up the Northway, and, I mean, I'd gotten all that, and it's still raining. We got to Glens Falls, and it's still raining. I'm going up the Northway, and as clean as the knife had cut the clouds, it was all clouds to the left, clouds to the right, and all clear blue sky to the left. And the sun was just like it is now, down below the mountains, and it came over, and it's fire red under the clouds. Brilliant blue off. The reason I say that is if you went to the Hall of Presidents at Disney World, you would have seen the setting sun that came up and formed the flag and so on and so forth. Looked just like that. I couldn't have scripted it better. We are going to have a snap and a loss on the play as it's going to be now the Unitego Spartans going on defense as it will be first and 10. For the Saints, man going in motion is going to be Dan O'Brien. O'Brien, oh, makes the turn beautifully. He is finally going to be ridden out of bounds in there by Tyler Butler, but not until he picks up about five.
And he lost the ball, but it went out of bounds, luckily for him. And going back to the fourth down play, the Spartans, it wasn't a clean punt for Fiera Bend. He lost the ball and wasn't able to get a kick away, and he just tried to run out of the pocket and try to get some positive yards, but the Saints players wrapped him up, and seeing Catholic starting this drive inside the 20-yard line.
The situation that time with the ball carrier, he did cough up the ball, but he was already out of bounds by then, so as a result, it was all for naught. Oh, here we go. snap goes back to Olsen. Olsen trying to find a hole, won't do it. There's good defense for the Unitego Spartans. Gain possibly of one. The ball is down to the 15-yard line, and they probably will not have time to complete this quarter because it's 25 seconds. That fast clock is running, and we are gliding toward the next period. Let's see if they're going to try one more play. Here we go. Men split out. It is going to be O'Brien to the far side. Quick snap. Oh, they're going to keep it on the ground in there to McCormick. McCormick looks like he has the first down, but it looks also like somebody coughed up the football. And we have Keyshawn Baker down at about the 15-yard line. He got winded on that play. So 2.6 seconds showing on the clock. And we're going to have, I said in there that was Keyshawn Baker, and that is not Keyshawn Baker that is down. That is one of the Unitego Spartans momentarily down. So he is going to be attended to. And it looks like Ethan Barber, who is down. They both share a common number, number 51. Ethan Barber, guard, 6 feet tall, 200-pound tackle. He's a sophomore. 200-pound guard, a sophomore. If we look at all of the things correctly, that's the way they come out. Now they're going to say touchdown for the Saints. That's what I hear as the that's what I hear from the field announcer. Did you happen to catch that?
First down Saints.
Oh, first down Saints. I like that a lot better. I didn't see anybody get near the touchdown territory. We still have a pause in the action as we have a man down. And so I think what they're going to do is try to probably take a big timeout and attend to the player on the field, which is what they should be doing. You're listening to Football Saturday Night Style. Barry Graves and Billy Lee here from Alumni Stadium, Binghamton, New York, on WCDO.
AO Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. AO Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. AO Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. I can almost set my watch by them. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. For garbage pickup and more, call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
September savings are here this week at your locally owned and operated Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Enjoy the savings this week with fresh Western Grain fed whole boneless center cut pork loins for just $1.89 a pound. How about locally grown bi-color super sweet corn 6 years for $1.99? Also enjoy red ripe whole sweet seedless watermelons this week for $3.99 a piece. In our frozen department, we have all of our assorted Orida French fries at a great price of 2 for $5. Stop by our grocery department for great savings with 5-pound bags of Best Yet sugar, also 2 for $5. We have assorted Best Yet canned vegetables at 2 for $1. Assorted bags of Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free. And large assorted flavors of Folgers ground coffee for $7.99 each. Have you checked out in our meat department the new Signature Series line of assorted frozen meat, vegetables, and desserts? Mix and match any of these great products such as breaded chicken patties, beef patties, crinkle cut fries, pepperoni pizza, blackberry or peach cobbler, and so many more for all the fantastic price of $4.99 each, or pick 5 of these great items and pay only $19.99 for all 5. Just another way your local BK5 Great Americans are here for you to help save you money.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Terry Graves and Billy Blake back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium on a Saturday night. And with that, we will have the injured player go off the field, and then everybody looks at the clock. It starts, the 2.5 seconds click down, and we find ourselves at the end of a quarter. Give me a recap, if you would, please, Mr. Blake.
That first quarter belonged to Unitigo Spartans, and more specifically, David Van Alstyne, the halfback, with two long carries for touchdowns. The first one came just 21 seconds into the ball game. First play from scrimmage, Van Alstyne with a 68-yard run. The extra point was good. Spartans took a 7-0 lead, and then with 4:07 remaining in the first quarter, Van Alstyne ran another touchdown in. This one was from 42 yards out. Extra point was good again, and the Spartans have a 14-0 lead as we get ready for quarter number two.
Well, the thing of it is that there's not going to be much time for anybody to take a break, because the teams go to the other end of the field, and it's time to put a good man to work. So here to carry you through quarter number two, Mr. Billy Blake.
Thank you, Harry. And the Saints have the ball in the red zone, first and 10 at the 11. Olsen gives it to Neil McCormick, and McCormick gets a yard, if that, and it will be second down for the Saints.
So McCormick now up in double figures, as he has carried the ball actually five times. He's had to work for his yardage tonight. He's up in double figures at about 11. The ball is going to be put into play right at the 10-yard line. You can get the first down from here without getting the touchdown.
Two receivers to the right for Olsen. Another one to the left. McCormick in the backfield, they pitch it to him to his right, and McCormick hits the line of scrimmage, and the ball comes out, and now the official's blowing the whistle.
Well, I'll tell you, that was one of those where there was hard running, there was a wall of white jerseys, people were stopped, they're not going to, now they're going to say timeout. Oh, they're going to say a fumble recovery for Unitigo. So the ball was coughed up. Somebody from the Spartans did fall on it. And it will be first and 10. I'm waiting for the chains to finally get moved. It looks from about the 8-yard line.
And that was a costly turnover for the Saints, as they were driving to try to get their first points of the game and cut into this 14-point deficit, but instead the fumble by McCormick and the Spartans take over inside their own 10-yard line. Tyler Butler, the quarterback, in shotgun with four wide receivers and Van Alstyne in the backfield. And Butler keeps it himself. They all went after Van Alstyne, but Butler keeps it himself. He's out beyond the 30-yard line, still on his feet. 40, 45. Now he crosses midfield. He's still up across the 40, and he's still going in. Now he's finally dragged down at the 29-yard line. A monster run for the quarterback, Tyler Butler.
And it was Dan O'Brien who came from the end zone and finally managed to get him down. It was a terrific run. That ball now is across the 30-yard line to the 28. That is a long, long run.
65 yards to be exact for Tyler Butler, as it's first down and 10 for the Spartans at the 29-yard line.
Well, that makes up for the lousy yardage that you had to eat before when you fell on a bad snap.
Butler under center this time. Same formation, though. He's got four wide receivers, two on either side, and Van Alstyne in the backfield. This time, Van Alstyne gets the ball, and he's going to go nowhere. He is wrapped up immediately, and it will be second and 10.
Yeah, he is brought down hard in there by number five. I didn't see who that is, and I don't have my chart here. Yeah, you have it. Oh, is that Crowley, right?
Second down and 11, as they actually ruled that a loss of a yard.
Yep. I think that if you look at reality on that one, Van Alstyne was just simply outweighed on that one.
Van Alstyne gets the ball again. He breaks through. He's inside the 20, dragged down at the 17-yard line. And that is a great carry for him. That is close to a first down. Actually, might be a first down for the Unitigo Spartans.
So for the Spartans, now it is moved down inside the 20, and they move the chains, so they do say it was that first down.
First and 10 from the 17. Tyler Butler, the quarterback, running into the huddle. As the Spartans already have a 14-point lead, look to make it 20. Two receivers to the left, receiver out to the right. Van Alstyne all alone in the backfield again. Butler steps back, looks to the far sides, and that pass is incomplete. Second down for Unitigo.
Oh, you have to give the receiver, the intended receiver that time was Kellen Komenda, I do believe. Komenda went way, way, way high in the air. He climbed a rope ladder if there was ever one down in that corner. Wow.
And now we have a timeout called, so we will take a quick break. This is high school football on a Saturday night on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves, along with Billy Blake, back here on a Saturday evening. They're still having a little bit of a discussion going on. Remember, the Sydney Warriors ended up making short work of Whitney Point in a contest this afternoon. The weather managed to wipe out about three contests here in the Southern Tier. They're going to be scheduled on Monday evening, none involving local teams.
Man in motion, that's Kellen Komenda for the Spartans. Butler does give it to Komenda. Komenda looking to turn the corner, and he's inside the five-yard line. That will be good for a Unitigo first down.
So Kellen, getting his first positive yardage today, manages to pick up, what did you say, about a 10, 11?
First and goal at the 4.
And they're going to say it was 12 yards total, so he is in the positive column. Still a 14-0 Unitigo lead over the Seton Catholic Central Saints. 9:09 on the clock, period number 2.
Three receivers to the left for the Spartans. Another one to the right, and there's a carry up the middle and in the end zone for a Spartans touchdown.
Yeah, that was one of those just put your head down and drive on through, and I dare say that that was probably going to be Butler who gets that one. Time of that touchdown, 9:03 in period number 2.
20-0 to score. As Josh Fairbairn comes onto the field to attempt the extra point, he's already 2-for-2 tonight.
So we're up down to 20-0.
Butler the holder, snap, hold, kick is up, and it is good. 21-0. The Unitigo Spartans lead this one over the Seton Catholic Central Saints with 9:03 to go in the first half. This is high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
You know, this is one of those football fields where there have been some mighty fine players come off of here. You know, one of them that's probably most in the news today?
I do not know.
Guy by the name of Chandler Jones.
Okay.
You know Chandler Jones? Played over at Union Endicott High School. Then he went to Syracuse University. He makes his debut with the New England Saints, or the New England Saints, with the New England Patriots this weekend. Here's the kick.
And the Saints catch the ball at their own 20-yard line. I believe that's Robert Olsen, the quarterback, on the return, and he gets about 15 yards out to the 35-yard line.
I was laughing a little bit before. I wonder if Jones is going to be able to make the adjustment. This will be the first time in God knows how many years he hasn't played in an orange uniform, because the UE Tigers are orange and black, and of course the Syracuse orange. Ball's going to be spotted down at the 36-yard line there, Mr. Bill, and we're going to be watching the Saints go from there, first and 10.
Spread formation, Olsen in shotgun, four wide receivers. He's got McCormick in the backfield. Olsen drops back, looking over the middle of the field, and that one falls incomplete, intended for the senior, Dominic Gronowski.
I was totally baffled by Olsen a little bit on that one, because as that snap came back, did you notice that he sort of whipped his body around almost in a quarter turn, and it didn't make any sense. So I don't know if he didn't cleanly get the snap and he was trying to get a hold of the ball, but I had not observed that particular movement at any time before, and I don't see what it produced.
Second down and 10 for the St. Catholic Central Saints from their own 35. Spread formation. Olsen looking to pass over the middle of the field. Again, that one is complete to Aaron Whitman, and that will be good for a first down.
That is going to be one of the first passes that we've seen completed this evening by Olsen. It's going to be a first down, too.
Ball placed right in the middle of the field at the 50-yard line. Clock continues to run, 8:40 to go and counting. In the first half, it's the Spartans 21 and the Saints nothing.
Now all of a sudden we were talking about a sky that looked friendly. Now that the sun is down, all you can see is cloud, and it looks very unfriendly.
Olsen wants to pass again, looking along the far sideline, and that one is too far ahead of Nate Whitman, number two.
Yeah, that was probably overthrown by 5 to 8 yards. It was a full stripe ahead of him.
So back to the drawing board for quarterback Robert Olsen as he's talking things over with his coach along the sidelines. It will be second down for the Saints.
Two games coming up next weekend. The Friday night contest will have Sydney playing at Norwich at 7 o'clock. The Saturday afternoon game, the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats taking on Unadilla Valley at 1:30.
Spread formation again. Olsen rolling to his right. He gets hit as he releases the ball. That one is incomplete.
Yeah, it was down right at the 37-yard line, and there was a referee right there, simply with those hands going back and forth, not complete.
And that was Ethan Barber, who left the game earlier with a leg injury, back in the game now, broke right through the line and nearly sacked the quarterback, Robert Olsen.
Yeah, when he went down before, I think he had a really bad cramp. They were working on his leg for a little bit longer than either of the guys that we saw down with leg cramps last night.
Third and 10 from midfield for the Saints. McCormick in the backfield, four receivers for Olsen. Olsen surveys the field. Now he gets the ball. Blitz coming, and he is hit as he throws, but they rule that an incomplete pass. His arm was coming forward just a little bit, so an incomplete pass, and that sets up fourth and 10.
You know, we were talking, driving down, that a couple of men did not get in action last night. Ted DeDominicus for the Delhi Bulldogs and Tyler Wiemet for BG. I talked to both coaches prior to the game tonight. Both of those players are all right. In the case of both players, it happened to be a leg injury, but both of them are expected to be back later this season.
Dan O'Brien punting for the Saints, and nobody will pick it up for the Spartans, and that will be spotted at the 15-yard line. So a pretty good punt by Dan O'Brien, and the Spartans take over from their own 15-yard line as they will have to go 85 yards on this drive with 7:57 on the clock in the first half. This is high school football on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
We're going to have a passing situation as they're going to try to make up a lot of yardage quickly. And the first attempt goes for a long strike.
Kellen Komenda was the intended receiver, and Tyler Butler just couldn't connect with him on the long throw. So that sets up second down and 10. Now they go on the ground. That's David Van Alstyne. He breaks one tackle, and then he's dragged down at the 20. So a gain of about 5 for the halfback, and it will be third down and 5 for the Spartans.
Oh, good hit in there on the part of number 72, Sean Goodman. He is a 320-pound junior. And I saint, I guess.
Third down and 5. 7:20 to go and counting. First half, Spartans with the ball up by 21.
I love it when you try to talk while you're laughing.
Butler in shotgun for the third straight time. Four wide receivers looking to his left. And now he is hit from behind and sacked.
Wow. Another one coming in. And this time I don't have a number for him unless we had a change on our sheet before. Number 81 was the man who came in. And we did not have him before. And I think that that was probably one of the players who wasn't eligible last week. But he clearly came in and made a good hit on a Unitiga Spartan.
Three and out for the Spartans. That was much needed for the Saints. And Josh Faraband, the punter, standing at his own 5-yard line. It was a good snap, and he boots this ball away. It's a good punt. Robert Olson will field it from the 50-yard line. Olson is hit at the 40-yard line, and he will go down there. So he picks up 10 yards on the return, but great field position for the Saints. First down and 10 from the Spartans' 40-yard line.
Oh, he was hit by Kellen Komenda. Komenda came down and hit him about waist high, hard. Wow.
6:19 to go in the half. As Robert Olson jogs into the huddle, gives his team the play call. Still looking for their first points tonight.
Well, I do believe, my man, that he will be driving up Interstate 88 without raindrops on the windshield. I do think that probably this whole front has now moved to the east, and hopefully we won't see a whole lot of it from here.
Four receivers for Olson. Olson rolling to his right, drops it off to Whitman, and that is Nate Whitman. And not much doing there. Maybe a gain of 1, possibly 2, but it will be second down for the Saints.
Yeah, in Whitman's case, remember, he's a tall, spindly sophomore, 6'2", 170 pounds, and as a result, he was met by a wall of white uniforms, and they just stopped his progress almost instantly, like a brick wall.
Second and 8 from the 38 for the Saints. In that spread formation again, McCormick whispering something in Olsen's ears before the play starts. Man in motion is Aaron Whitman. And McCormick gets the ball, and he's tripped up at the 33-yard line. A powerful run for him. Maybe he said, "Give me the ball, Robert."
I don't know what he said, but it worked, whatever it was. Gain on that play of about 8.
Third and 3 for Seton Catholic.
It is one of those nights when I said to Bill before we came down, I said, you better grab some sort of a sweatshirt because it may get cool tonight. You notice it is getting a little chilly all of a sudden, and the fans over across the way probably have got it a lot much tougher than we do.
Olson rolling to his left. Option, and Olson, the quarterback, keeps it himself, and he gets the first down as he's dragged down at the 23-yard line.
Olson that time getting good yardage, probably 10, maybe 11. as they're going to finally spot it down inside the 25 at about the 24.
A couple of changes for the Spartans defensively as Ethan Barber comes out of the game. He gets a replacement in there on the D-line for Unitigo. Spread formation. Aaron Whitman in motion. Olsen with the option, pitches it back to McCormick, and that ball is on the ground, and that one is rolling near the sidelines. Not sure if that is ruled out of bounds, or no, it's Unitigo ball. The Spartans were able to get their hands on it right before it rolled out of bounds. So that's the second turnover tonight for the Saints when they have been deep in Unitigo territory.
I'll tell you, sometimes you have to be a person who says, can't I ever get a break? That one. And it was a very interesting thing because the man went in motion and stopped as soon as the snap was, and then he broke upfield, and as a result, the play came back to the direction where he was. Boom, hard hit, loose football, and I thought it was going to get out of bounds before anybody fell on it, but it's turned over to the Spartans. They will have the ball first and 10 from the 26-yard line.
And now we have a timeout called by the Spartans. There was some confusion as to which unit should be out there, so the Unitigo Spartans call a timeout with 4:18 to go in the first half. It's the Spartans 21, Saints nothing. This is Saturday Night Football on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kurt also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Billy Blake here on a Saturday night as the clock reads 4:18 remaining, period number two. The Unitigo Spartans leading the Seton Catholic Central Saints, 21-0.
Tyler Buller in shotgun, and that throw intended for David Van Alstyne. He was wide open, but the throw was just a bit high out of his reach, and it will be second down.
Now, it's nice to see a strong arm on a quarterback, and Butler has that strong arm. A little bit too strong on that one, but that's okay. Second and still 10.
Van Alstyne in the backfield, four wide receivers. Blitz coming. The Spartans offensive line picks it up beautifully. And Butler had an open receiver downfield, but the ball wasn't caught, incomplete.
Oh, that was John Wingate. Wingate played last season at Sydney High School. Many of his friends were up at Unitigo, and when the family moved to the school district, he was just playing with his friends. That time, he had an opportunity to be in the clear, and he would love to have that reception to do over again because he had his man beat. He had to scamper to beat his man, but he had his man beat, just couldn't hang on to the football.
Third down for Tyler Butler and company. He's in shotgun, rolling to his right, and now he finds a man, and that pass is incomplete.
I think that's probably, is it Kellen over there on the far side? Looks to me like number nine, right in front of the bench. We are sitting on the home field side of the field, and we're elevated way up. We're at the very back of all of the bleachers. And, of course, Unitigo on the visitor's side, way over across the way. I would say the people look like ants over there, but we didn't bring our field glasses. Oh, now I see a flag there, my friend. I think some extra man was on the field, and all of a sudden they had too many men out there.
Yep, it is a penalty on Unitigo. So that will move the ball back 5 yards, and the players will reset to try the punt.
4th and 15. Yeah, I think that was just simply somebody didn't get off quickly enough. He was running like crazy, but it didn't go that way.
Thayer Ben, the punter. Now we are ready to go. Thayer Ben gets a high kick. It's not that long, though. And that ball is loose. It is off a St. Catholic Central Saint player. And the Spartans pick it up, and they're looking to score a touchdown. The man is still up, and now he's taken down at the Saints' 47-yard line.
Across midfield. And what's even more amazing on that, I want to say that looks like number 53. That is an offensive tackle. That is Derek Liner. He almost never gets the opportunity to handle the ball. That ball was blocked. It was deflected way up into the air. So it was anybody's ball when it came down. All of a sudden, Liner finds himself near the football, picks it up, and runs with it. So that was his 15 seconds of flame in about 3 seconds.
3:43 on the clock. Spartans offensive unit back on the field. And it's a quarterback keeper as Butler faked the handoff to Van Alstyne, and Butler is inside the 20, dragged down at the 15-yard line. A big chunk for him yet again.
Okay, that one started back at the 49, and we'll have to see where they put it down. But another good run in there for Tyler Butler. He already has some 68 yards in this ball game. He's had to eat a couple of things. But now it looks like they're going to move things back. So I did not see a flag in. Oh, yes, I do, right on the 35-yard line. So we'll see where it is. So it is going to be against the Unitika Spartans, so that will nullify a very good run. The ball is going to be at the 45-yard line. It will be first, so there was a gain on that whole sequence of about 3 yards.
So it's going to be first down and 7 at the 45-yard line for the Spartans. Butler under center this time with Kamenda in motion. And Butler keeps it himself, and he's got some room. He picks up another nice run, and there is another flag thrown near the 30-yard line.
There was another first down by Butler, and another flag thrown down at just about the same time. Butler is down inside the 30, and we'll have to see. Now they're going to say it's against the Unitika Spartans again. So twice we have Tyler Butler having good runs nullified.
It looks like it might be a block in the back call on the Spartans, and the ball will be spotted at the 40. We haven't seen many penalties so far in this first half, Harry, but now back-to-back penalties on the Spartans offensive unit.
Catching up. 3:13 on the clock. 21-0 is the score. We are here in the waning minutes of period number 2, cruising toward halftime. And the Unitika Spartans leading the Seton Catholic Central Saints 21-0.
Kamenda in motion for Unitika. And Butler keeps it again. Another good run looking like here, and he's inside the 20, down to the 13, and this time I don't see any flags, so third time's the charm as Tyler Butler rattles off 3 impressive runs, but the first 2 were negated by penalties. This time no flags down, and Butler finally has himself an official first down at the 14-yard line of the Saints.
Yeah, it looks like it went about 24 yards. So according to unofficial stats, we see that Butler now is up over the 100-yard mark as he has had himself a good rushing day. But remember, 65 of those yards came on the very first play from scrimmage.
3 receivers to the left for Butler. And the man is still up.
No, it's not Butler. It was handed off in there. I don't know if that was Kellen who came in. Kellen Kamenda, I believe, was the man carrying the ball. He did not get a whole lot of running room. And actually, he had a couple of people pushing him along, so it will come out as good running room, but he didn't have much clear running room in front of him. He worked for every yard he got on that one. They're going to spot that ball down at about the 2-yard line.
Yep, first and goal for Unitika. 2 minutes on the clock and running. Spartans already up 21-0, 2 yards away from putting 6 more on the board. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Man in the backfield, I believe that's number 7, Kevin Thayer, And we have a Spartans touchdown, 27-0.
So they did give it to Kevin Thayer. So that one coming at 147. And Mr. Thayer had to work for that one. And I do believe that we're probably going to be seeing Firebend out there again.
Firebend out there for the extra point. Butler the holder. Snap. And it's a fake here as Butler, the quarterback, picks it up and throws in the end zone. And that is going to be caught by Kellen Komenda. The two-point conversion good. It's 29-0 Unitigo.
So sweet. Butler that time pulled that one off beautifully. But even more impressive was the reception down in the end zone. It was beautiful.
1:47 to go in the half. Spartans up big, 29-0. This is high school football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Are you ready for winter driving? Have you checked your tires and antifreeze level? Why not stop at Sydney Tire for a free evaluation? Sydney Tire has the right tire to meet your driving needs, from wet traction all-season treads to aggressive, studdable, and non-studdable snow tires. Their friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you. But are you ready for winter driving? Stop into Sydney Tire on Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Or call Sydney Tire at 563-2828 today.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
FIR. Perry Grabs along with Billy Blake back here at Alumni Stadium, Binghamton, New York.
And there's the kickoff, and it's Neil McCormick. And McCormick dropped the ball, but now he picks it back up, and he's dragged down immediately at the 15. Some miscommunication between McCormick and Robert Olson. Neither of them were sure who was going to catch the ball, and it was McCormick who came in and caught it, but then he dropped it, and he had to pick it up right away because the Spartans were charging down the field. And as a result, the Seton Catholic Central Saints start this drive from their own 15.
Yeah, everything goes wrong on that one. That was one of those where he, as soon as he picked up the ball, he more or less had to reverse his direction and go across the field. And he went back about a yard, maybe 2 yards, and that's where the Spartans caught up with him. Ball spotted down at the 15.
1:38 to go for Robert Olson and the Saints offense. Whitman in motion. Olson looking to his right, looking for Whitman, and that one is out of his reach, incomplete.
Yeah, Whitman just couldn't catch up to that one at all. So he said, he's a big, long, lanky sophomore, and he was going like crazy. He was already down to about the 30-yard line, just couldn't catch up with the football.
1:31 to go, 29-0 lead for the Unitigo Spartans over the Saints from Seton Catholic Central. And I believe the Saints deferred to the second half, so they will get the ball to start the third quarter.
It's one of those situations tonight where we more or less have a schizophrenic weekend. I'll tell you about it in a minute.
Nate Whitman in motion again. Here's the snap. Olson getting pressure as he rolls out to his right, and he is taken down for a sack and a loss of about 5.
Oh, pressure is not the word. The man who came in that time, number 51, that is going to be Ethan Barber. And Barber really put a stick on him and dropped him down. 1 minute approaching here left in period number two. As I call it, a schizophrenic evening because you've got a lot of people like you and me who are dressed in shorts, and we have a lot of other people with hoodies and jackets on out there. So nobody can make up their mind if it's a little too warm or a little too cool.
48 seconds to go on the scoreboard and counting. Shotgun again for Olson, four receivers. Olson running to his right. More pressure applied by the Spartans defense, and the throw intended for number four falls incomplete. That is Dan O'Brien, the sophomore.
I'll tell you, going way up in the air that time was John Wingate, and Wingate wanted to be able to snare that one. He gave that one a real yeoman's effort trying to get the interception.
36.4 on the clock as the Saints will have to punt this ball away. O'Brien will punt this one, two guys back for Unitigo. a low line drive punt, and this ball rolls past the 50. The Spartans will not pick it up, and it will be spotted at the 41-yard line with 22 and a half seconds to go in the first half.
We happen to have Colin Buckout was shaken up for the Seton Catholic Central Saints. He's now coming on off. Nothing wrong with him. He's just winded, but boy, I'll tell you, he did not like the feel of the hit that he took out there. So he comes to the sidelines, all under his own power. He takes his helmet off and sort of says, man. And now he comes out off to the bench. On the field, the Spartans in the huddle. They've got 22 and a half seconds remaining in the first half.
Man in motion is Komenda. And it's a handoff to Thayer. And Thayer down at the 49-yard line, gain of 6 or 7. And that might be the last play of this first half.
Yeah, I think they're just going to let the clock run out, 9, 8, 7, and it just continues down. And now the official picks up the football, and they just, both teams, look at the clock, and now it'll be into the halftime. So we have ourselves the first half complete in this contest between the Unitego Spartans and the Seton Catholic Central Saints. Here from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium, Harry Graves and Billy Blake. 29-0 is our score as Unitego leads it on your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.